Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Lars.
And welcome to our predictions for Payback coming up this Sunday. We're going to be doing live reactions. Hopefully my voice isn't going to give out before then.
You could do the sign thing.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Do this.
You do that.
Do the Sammy Guevara thing.
You could do that. So yeah, we'll be doing our live stream reactions Sunday starting, I guess, what, 3:30 PM Pacific, 6:30 Eastern. I guess technically Big Red should be out resting on my shoulder. I haven't had a chance to go there. You here. So whatever, I'll take a rain check on my week with Big Red.
Maybe I can get him to you tomorrow. Maybe I'll just roll over there tomorrow, just so you have him during the payback stream. Why not? Right?
I got some sort of title around here somewhere I could use as Big Red's proxy. Anyways, oh, wow. We always score these with confidence points. Essentially, the match you're most confident in, you assign the most points you can. In this instance, there's 6 scheduled matches as of about 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Friday night.
Yes.
Match you're most confident, 6 points. One you're least confident, 1 point, and down through the line. End of the show. Tabulate who picked correctly, who has most points at the end. They are the winner of predictions. Let's get started. First match we got here on the docket, Matt Riddle versus
Baron Corbin.
Steve, who do you have?
You convinced me during our SmackDown recap podcast, Baron Corbin. This is probably just the first match of theirs of several, so Baron Corbin's going to pick up the first one because Matt Riddle will pick up the eventual big win. I got Corbin with 4 confidence points here.
Chad Gable, he took an L on SmackDown. He wants that King's Ransom. He's going to try to get that King's Ransom here at Payback, and that's going to cost Matt Riddle the match, I think. I, too, have King Corbin. 3 confidence points. That's how they book Corbin. He wins the early matches and then loses a match that really matters. That's just how they book him. Next, U.S. title match, Apollo Crews versus Bob Lashley. Now, at SummerSlam, I picked MVP primarily because unless Hurt Business picks up a win at some point against Apollo Crews, where does Hurt Business go? Yeah. Where does Hurt Business go? It's entirely possible that Crews picks up the win here at Payback to eventually lose it to Lashley down the line. But I kind of feel like based on what happened on Raw, they had the arm wrestling contest. Apollo Crews stood tall there, stomped on Lashley's foot, beat him in the arm wrestling match. Lashley picks up the win here, but Crews will eventually get the title back. Mm. That might be the direction they're heading in. I got Bob Lashley. 2 confidence points.
I'll go ahead and I'm just sticking with Apollo Crews. I think there's going to be two other title changes, and I don't think this one's going to happen at Payback. I'm sort of looking at Payback as kind of like a glorified Raw SmackDown Super Show. So I'm going to stick
like
with
a wild card final.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to stick with Apollo Crews. 5 confidence points.
Wow, that's a lot of confidence points.
Lots of confidence. Because I'm actually not very confident in most of these matches.
I know, except for this one.
Yeah.
Dominic and Rey Mysterio taking on Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy. This is Dominic and Rey's opportunity to finally deliver some measure of comeuppance on Seth and Buddy. They're totally winning this. Dom's probably going to pin Buddy to get the win for Team Mysterio. 6 confidence points.
Same. Everything you just said, I agree with. 6 confidence points.
Next, for the women's tag titles, champions Sasha and Bayley taking on Nia Jax and Shayna. Steve, who do you have?
I think we're going to get a title change here, man. I just don't see if Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, they need something to do. Now, they could split this off into their own feud. However, it seems clear that WWE, they want to keep them both strong to the extent that they don't want them feuding. Like, Shayna tries to dole out offense to Nia Jax. She no-sells it. Shayna's really tough. Nia's really tough. So I'm going to say the title. I think that Thunderdome, like, we've seen this already, where they're kicking the Sasha Bailey story into gear. They're acting like Thunderdome is live fans. And so this match that probably would have supposed to happen in Boston at SummerSlam, they're getting right to it, either at Night of Champions or more likely Survivor Series, which is still like in November. That's a ways off. Maybe they're not going to do brand versus brand. I don't know. So I'm going to say that this tag match happens. I mean, they could always do the rematch at Night of Champions, and then they can tell a longer story from there with them not getting those tag titles back. But I think Nia and Shane are going to pick them up here at Payback. 2 confidence points, though. Not a lot of confidence.
So I got Sasha and Bayley retaining as this story is unfolded. I mentioned this in our SmackDown review. Every time Sasha and Bayley meet a setback, they persevere the next time out. I don't think it's coincidental that Sasha and Bayley's opponents at Payback are 2 competitors who can't stand each other, have never tagged together in WWE that I'm aware of. So the odds of them, what do you always say? You always say the established, well-oiled tag team should always win against a couple of competitors who were just put together.
That's true.
This is an instance where they put them, Sasha Bailey, in a match against 2 competitors where they should be overmatched.
Mm-hmm.
But because their opponents cannot work together, that's going to cost them the match. Sasha and Bailey go over 4 confidence points.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Whenever I say that, and I say that a lot, it's always in response to a well-oiled tag team losing against people they should not be losing to.
It's not going
to
happen this time. They're listening. Next, Keith Lee versus Randall Keith Orton. For some reason, this is the match I think Retribution is going to get involved in. I laid this out today, I think. Retribution is going to interfere in this match, so both competitors can look strong. No one gets pinned.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that Dominik Dijakovic is a member of Retribution, this will kickstart a feud between himself and Keith Lee on the main roster. It did wonders for both of them in NXT. I expected that will be the same on main. But, I mean, I fully expect what's going to happen is Retribution's going to attack, and then the match is just going to be tossed. No clear-cut winner. We have to choose something. So I picked Keith Lee. He would win by DQ simply because he got attacked first. 1 confidence point.
You could actually choose no winner. You could actually say match is going to be thrown out.
Well, we got the same pick for the same number of confidence points. So
I know, but I'm actually kind of also talking to myself because I'm lean. I'm like, okay, should I choose one guy, the other guy, or should I actually say nobody's going to win this? And in that case, if nobody actually wins it, and I called that, I get that confidence point.
Yeah, but yeah, here's the thing. I think we both are under the understanding that what's going to happen, this match is going to happen, Retribution is going to attack, and like the match is pretty much is being thrown out.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
And I don't think anybody's going to be declared the winner.
Okay. But
that's what I honestly think.
Right now, you have Keith Lee listed as the winner. This is very important.
Yeah.
Either if you say Keith Lee is going to be the winner and they throw it out...
Here's what I'll say. Here's the thing, though. So let's say Retribution attacks and say Keith Lee is the first person that's attacked by Dijakovic. Then whether that it's officially announced or not, Keith Lee wins by DQ. That's the rules, though.
Because they've done that kind of stuff before where like Asuka will attack Bayley, who's not even in a match, and then the match is a DQ is thrown out. We need to go by what the Wikipedia entry says. In the end,
I'm sticking with Keith Lee, one confidence point.
Okay, but if there's no winner of this match,
it's fine.
You're docked a confidence point.
That's fine.
I'm going to stick with Keith Lee, one. I'm going to do it. Screw it. The title's already gone. What do I care if it stays gone? I want it to be in your background for a little while. Gee whiz. Got nothing but
I'm going to put it underneath my guitars back there. I got a nice spot for it underneath my guitar.
I have no confidence. I have no winner, one confidence point.
All right. Very well. Very well. Very well. I mean, Keith Lee, he just had someone cost him his match on Raw. It's going to happen again here on Payback.
No, he's going to go his entire career of main roster. No winners.
Roman. Awesome performances. Not a single winner. Everybody just keeps costing him matches. Main event. Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt versus Braun Strowman for the Universal Championship. I had convinced myself that Bray was going to win this until Paul Heyman showed up on SmackDown. Now, I'd always been on the assumption that Braun Strowman is in this match to eat the pin, regardless who wins. But with Heyman showing up on SmackDown, seemingly as Roman's advocate, that changed the math for me. Roman could pin Braun. And then Bray doesn't need a loss. It's a relatively protected loss for Bray, and maybe what they want to do is come around to this at another juncture, one-on-one between Roman and Bray. I got Roman, and I got 5 confidence points on Roman winning.
Yeah, I got 3 confidence points on Roman Reigns. Thunderdome has changed everything. Roman to have that title. They wanted Roman to have that title. They wanted Roman to take it off the Fiend. And there's no DQs in this match. I'm going to go with Roman 3 confidence points.
There's one match that was teased on SmackDown. They might just do it on SmackDown, or they might announce it, 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon for the Intercontinental title. Champion Jeff Hardy versus Sami Zayn versus AJ Styles. I have this here as maybe, so essentially prop bet, but we both think Jeff Hardy is going to retain. So
doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it for our payback predictions. Let us know who you think is going to win in all these matches and your confidence points in the comments below. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.